When will it be my turn? When do I get to go down the slide? When will I get to ride the pony? Why can't I be next to get my face painted? I want to be next to get a drink. When can I ride in the front seat? When will it be my turn to get my ears pierced? I wanted that. When do I get one? They are always before me. When will it be my turn? I guess you can tell I've heard all of those before. If you have children or are ever around children, I'm sure you have heard a few as well. My mom remembers saying this as a child. She was the baby of three, and her older brother and sister seemed, in her opinion, to always get to do way more stuff than she did. If you were the baby in your family, you can probably relate. For my mom, it just didn't seem fair. And more than once, she would ask my grandmother, "When will it be my turn?" My grandmother reminded her every time by saying, "Just wait, you'll get your turn." And she did. She looks back and sees how, as a child, it just always seemed unfair that she couldn't do what her older siblings got to do. As she grew up, she realized how it really was simply not her turn yet. And she had opportunities and fun things to come her way when it was time. But let's be honest, how many of us as adults say the same thing? When will it be my turn? When will I find love? When will I have a baby? When will it be my turn to get a new car? When will it be my turn to have a getaway? When will I get the promotion? When will I hit it big? When will I finally get to be the one to do whatever everybody else is doing? As my heart considers times I felt that way, maybe I didn't voice those words, but I sure pondered them in my heart. I'm reminded of Paul's words in Philippians 4, where he says he's learned to be content in any circumstance. Isn't that the key? Contentment. Satisfied. Not in what I think I deserve or what the world tries to tell me I need, but fully content in where God has me in this moment. The psalmist got it when he wrote, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart," in Psalm 37:4. It's not that your every desire comes true as you find joy in Jesus, but as you delight in him, you are complete and fully satisfied. When pride or envy takes root in our heart, that's when we feel we are entitled to our turn. Living life on a daily basis with that spirit leads to nothing other than heartache and days full of dissatisfaction. If you've been guilty of saying, "When will it be my turn?" delight yourself in the Lord. Set your eyes on things above and stop looking at everybody else's path. Focus on where God has you and maybe wanting to take you. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. No experience of this world can fully satisfy your heart because it was created for eternity. That longing for something more is what only Jesus can fill. God's plan for your life is good. When you trust that and plan and set your heart on His timing instead of worrying about your own, that's when you see the beauty in the waiting. That's the truth. John Piper said it this way: God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. I'm Lori Klein.